With you this morning, if you turn with us over into Mark's Gospel, chapter number 10. Again, we have many families out traveling. You be sure to pray for them. God would land them back home safely. Mark 10:46. This passage came on my heart this week, and I'd like to share a few things with it, not preach long this morning. Just try to mind the Lord. Mark 10:46. They came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus done something very unusual. He stood still, commanded him to be called. They called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." He casting away his garment rose, and he came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, "What will thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said to him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You can be seated this morning. Father, we love you and we thank you for the goodness of God. Thank you for our Bible. Thank you, Lord, for the songs of Zion that we've heard that's encouraged our hearts today. Thank you for your people. Pray, Lord, you'd bless all of our missionaries, all our preacher friends today. Pray now you let preaching be easy a few moments. I pray you'd do that which only you can do by your word. Pray now you'd use me to be a blessing to the people. And I'll be careful and honor you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Notice the Bible said that he cried the more a great deal. Here blind Bartimaeus set by the highway side of begging. There are some thoughts within this text that I'd like to share with us. Notice, first of all, in verse 46, there was a crowd involved. It said they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Now his disciples was there, and then a great number of people was simply following. That's not changed in this day and this hour. People follow Jesus because they are his disciples, but others follow just looking, wondering, sort of back in the distance, behind the hub of the crowd. You'll notice that not only was this crowd that was involved, but you'll notice there was a child involved. You say, "Well, where do you see that?" Well, in verse 46, he said it was blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Don't know how old he was, but I can tell you this. He had a mom and daddy, and that was somebody's child that was kicked to the highway side of begging. A lot of times we see the down and outers. We see them out, and they look so mangled and so deframed. And we get to thinking, well, you're just getting what you deserve. But really, what do we deserve this morning? Without Jesus, we'd all be on our way to hell, but I'm glad he come by one day. And so here we see this crowd and we see this child. I think a lot of times they're kicked to the side of the curb. Reminds me of people being thrown under the bus. I love the down and outers. I love when David faced Goliath. That way you know who wins the battle when somebody's bigger than you are. And David would give him all the honor and the praise. And now, here is just a poor blind man. Don't know his age, but he was somebody's child. And he was simply put, by the highway side a begging. That's all he could do. That's all he'd ever known all of his life. If he was born blind, we don't know, but we do know right now he is blinded. And so he set him by the wayside. I think a lot of people is thrown under the bus. I don't like being thrown under the bus, do you? I'll never forget this. A few years ago, it was about March, the sun had been shining, and the water in the pool at the house was still very cold. I checked it and changed the filters and getting chlorine ready to go. And Sophie and Sailor Reese was little then. And so they said, "Pop, we'd like to go swimming." And so Mimi spoke up and said, "The water's too cold for y'all to get in that water." So Mimi had her dish towel. She was behind the sink. And, of course, Sailor Reese or Sophie said, "Papa, we can just go wade a little bit." So before we left out of the house, Brother Jerry, Mimi said, "Don't let them kids get their hair wet." So we got down the pool, and of course, some little kids, they stuck their toe in the water, and directly I heard something, and Sailor Reese went under. And when she come up, all that curly hair just went to springing up everywhere. And I said, "What in the world do I do?" So I grabbed me a towel, Brother Lee, and I got to trying to dry her hair, and it reminded me of them bed springs. The more that you rubbed it, it just stood up everywhere. So we went in the house, and Renee hollered and said, "I told y'all not to get in that water." And I love what Sailor Reese done. She said, "Pop did it. I got thrown on the bus." Amen. And so a lot of times we get thrown on the bus in what we do, but oh my, I don't like being thrown under the bus. In this situation, there is a crowd, there is a child. But in verse 46, there is a condition. He's blind Bartimaeus. I'm reminded, here as Jesus was returning out of Jericho, and he's going in that city, Jericho, a sign of sin, Jericho, a type of the world. I got to think about the Bartimaeus of sin. That was somebody's child that was there. Don't you never forget, whoever walks in the doors of Liberty Baptist Church, that's somebody's child, and somebody needs help in this day, in this hour. And by the way, there's still help in this day, in this hour. It's not by religion, but it's by the name above all names this morning. Jesus is still touching the blinded eyes. Jesus is still letting us walk again. Jesus is still letting us sing again. There's nobody like Jesus. And here we see his condition, the Bartimaeus of sin, somebody's child. But then I see the blinding of sin. Boy, sin is a robber. It robs you of seeing what's really important. Not on the blinding of sin, but there's the bandit of sin. It left him a beggar. That's what sin does to all of our lives. It leaves us bound, leaves us broke, and leaves us begging. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus can change the situation. We see this condition that comes on the pages. But then in verse 47, notice there's a communication. I like this. We say the church's responsibility. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, a communication. Somebody told him about Jesus. Have you told anybody about Jesus lately? He's the dearest friend that we've ever had. I could see him sitting by the highway side of begging. No doubt he had been put in that place that day, a place of difficulty. He was there in his routine, doing what he'd always done every day of his life. But all of a sudden, Jesus passes by. And he wants to hear what the commotion's about. He says, "What's all this about?" They said, "Oh, it's Jesus that's come by, Bartimaeus." Aren't you glad one day Jesus came by in your life? You were sitting there in your normalities. You was doing what you've always done. But Jesus passed by. I'm reminded, a lot of times we wonder, well, can I tell you, when we read the Word of God in our church, Jesus passes by. When the songs are sung to uplift Christ, Jesus passes by. When somebody stands up and gives a testimony, or when somebody prays, we can always remember that Jesus has passed by. And so here we see this communication when he heard. But in verse 47, there's a crying out. When he heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." There was a crying, but now look at verse 48, there was a charging. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. You know what they were saying? You need to quieten down a little bit. You're making too much noise. Why are you going to call out to Jesus? That's what the devil would have all of us to think. And I tell you, Jesus really cares this morning. And there's always a crowd that's wanting somebody to simmer down. Don't get too loud. Don't get too lively. But let me tell you something. There's more shouting in this Bible than it is quiet time in the house of God. We have somebody we can exalt and magnify this morning because he is so much worthy of our praise. They said, you just need to calm down. You're making too much noise. I wonder who was in that crowd. There was a charging. They charged him that he should hold his peace. But I love what he done. But he cried the more a great deal. A great deal. This was a great deal to Bartimaeus. It ought to be a great deal in our life when Jesus passes by and we have a need. Jesus could go any place he wanted to go, but I'm glad he's passed by here this morning. And so here in this company of people, there is a charging, but in verse 49, there's a calling. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And look what they do, the church, and they call the blind man. There's a calling. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. That ought to be the ministry of our church, letting people know that Jesus can bring comfort. Jesus does care. Jesus is aware. And he used his disciples to let Bartimaeus know it. I wonder how many were letting know that Jesus can help in any situation. Whether you're pumping gas, I'd stopped in when I come in from out of town Thursday, and there's a great little seafood place called Gulf Seafood at Villarica. Hate to tell y'all about it because there ain't but three booths. All of y'all will be there Friday night. But I was sitting there getting some lunch, Brother Stacy, before I come back to Bowden, and there was a man come in the door. He was a concrete man, big man. He said, sir, could I sit with you? I said, absolutely. I began sitting there talking to him about Jesus. He began to tell me about what Jesus has done for him. And before long, everybody in the cafe could hear what we was doing. We was enjoying the comfort of Jesus. Can I tell you that Jesus can handle your situation this morning? A lot of times we're gospel hardened to Jesus. But it was a great deal to Bartimaeus. I'm going to tell you it's a great deal to me. That God let me get out of a car this morning and come in the house of God with the saints of God. Hear the songs of Zion sung one more time. Religion will let you die and go to hell, but Jesus can save you this morning. Oh my, there was a crying out. It was a great deal. Then this charging, this calling. Verse 49, there's a comforting. He simply said, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. You know, aren't you glad that only Jesus can bring comfort? People are looking for so much comfort in all the wrong things, but only Jesus is the great comforter. That's who he said he was. He said, I'll send another, the comforter. I'm glad he lives in us. And to you sitting there today, maybe you feel as an outcast. Maybe you don't feel as a part. Maybe you're sitting there by the wayside in your situation. Jesus has passed by. And I want to let you know he'll bring you comfort in your life. You know, that ought to comfort us that Jesus isn't throwing rocks at us, but he's simply saying, come unto me. Aren't you glad Jesus didn't pull a whip out and beat us? He simply said, come unto me. So there's a comforting. Verse 50, there's a casting. And he casting away his garment rose and he came to Jesus. He got rid of what was binding him down. He cast his garment out of the way. You know, the only time that you're going to get to Jesus is when we repent and we cast away the things that are binding us and is holding us down. A lot of people, they're bound with pride. You're going to have to cast that away this morning. A lot of people, they're bound down with popularity. They're scared to do much in church because somebody's watching them and they're real popular. But let me tell you something. There's nobody like Jesus. He is a dear friend this morning. And so hear this comforting, this casting. But look at verse 51. That's what I want you to see today. There's a counseling. He said, and Jesus answered and said to him, look what Jesus says. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? A counseling. Jesus just offered to him the treasure of heaven. He said, okay, what do you need? I asked you today, what do you need? I know we live in the Laodicean church age, which means power of the people, the great falling away time. Their church is real cold, and or just sort of in the middle. Jesus said, I wish you were cold or hot. I wish you just wasn't straddling the fence. And he said, the reason you're that way is because you have need of nothing. I sure am glad when we have a need, Jesus can see about our need. There's a counseling. What will thou that I should do unto thee? He offered unto him the treasures of heaven. And I think a lot of times we miss when Jesus passes by what he could do for us in our life. Jesus can hand you the treasures of heaven this morning. I'm not asking you to come and ask for a new car, a new home. You may need a home. But can I tell you, Jesus can give you something that money can't buy this morning. Joy, peace, and happiness. What great counseling. He said, what will that I should do? And I got thinking about this. Y'all, as your pastor, I asked you this morning in closing. Jesus asked this man individually, what will that I should do unto you? What you need? Aren't you glad Jesus is interested in what we need? If we took just a quiet moment today, sitting in our pew, looked down our heart, and we really said, Jesus, this is the main priority that I want to ask you. What would you bring to him today with your need? What do you need the most? How would you answer the question? So we see this counseling, but now there's a communicating. Look in verse 51. Anytime anybody gets help, they've always got to respond. And you must respond by faith. As Jesus gives him this counseling, now there's a communicating. He simply says this in verse 51. The blind man said to him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I wonder how many blessings that we miss because we don't ask the Lord for what we need. You know what I've noticed? God will let me try to do it all by myself, all I want to. But when I say, Lord, I can't do it, and I need you to do it, I found out he can do things that is impossible for me to do. Now, in this responding, there was a communicating. Lord, that I might receive my sight. It was personal. You see, he was sitting there first begging for money, but now he's begging for mercy. Jesus came by, he is begging for money, but his whole life and heart changed. He realized he needed mercy. Now lastly, in verse 52, there's a changing. He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Watch your Bible. And Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I sure am thankful today that we're saved by grace through faith. This is what one of the old writers said: grace is the hand that extends salvation. Faith is the hand that receives it. Don't ever forget that. Grace is the hand from God that extends salvation. Faith is the hand that receives it. There was a changing. I like my Bible. And immediately he received his sight. And look what he done. He followed Jesus in the way. Nobody had to come say, "Bartimaeus, it's church time." Oh no, he's following Jesus. In this changing, his faith made him whole. You remember the blind man, Jesus spit on the ground, took that spittle of clay and rubbed in his eyes, and he said, "Now go to the pool of Siloam and wash." And he did. He came seeing, and the people asked him, said, "What happened to you?" He said, a man called Jesus passed by, spat on the ground and put that in my eyes. He told me to go to the pool of Siloam and washed, and I came a seeing. And they doubted him. They went to his mama and daddy and asked them. You know what they said? "He's of age. Ask him what happened." And he began to tell them. Now watch this. This blind man that pooled Siloam, Jesus spat on the ground, took spittle and took that mud and rubbed in his eyes, told him to go wash, but simply this man right here came by faith. What are you saying? I want to say this today. Let us not expect the same experiences, but only the same effects. Don't let us expect the same experiences, but only the same effects. In his darkness, he cried out to the light of the world, "Jesus, have mercy on me." Today it was a great deal in his life. Jesus passed by, came a-seeing. And can I tell you, in this day and this hour, it's still faith. Let us not expect the same experiences, but let us expect the same effects. Jesus saves. Jesus changes. I wish everybody would got saved the way I got saved, but everybody don't get saved that way. I had more or less of Apostle Paul experience, struck down on the road. But there's one with an issue of blood, simply reached out, touched the hem of his garment. Can I tell you, all our experiences may be different how we came to Christ, but the effects are the same. It took faith to save us all. And after you're saved, you follow Jesus in the way. Brother Stacy, I want you to come, if you could do one more song for me this morning. I want to ask you, as Jesus passes by, what would you ask him for you? What would you need this morning? You may be here and you've never been saved by the grace of God. It'd be a great morning for you as Jesus passes by to respond to him simply by faith, and he'd save you. If you're here and you've got a special need in your life, why don't you bring it to the Lord on this Sunday morning? He loves us and he's good to us. While our brother sings, would you come this morning? Any need in the house?